believe it's New Munich and Richmond playing off in this game. Randy Kirby, it's all yours.
Thank you, Scott. You bet. Welcome back to Meyer Grove. Scott, you are correct. Richmond taking on New Munich in what looks to be another state tournament qualifier game here this afternoon. New Munich just finishing up their infield, and Kirby will be ready to go.
Yeah, one final spot open at the table from the four allotted from Region 15C. The Silver Streaks and the Royals get to duke it out for the next couple hours to see who that's going to be. And I think we're in for a fun one, Randy.
I agree. Both of these teams know each other well. They played each other multiple times here in the last few years. And this nucleus of ball players, I think Richmond's going to come out. They're going to hit the ball today, and New Munich's going to have to do that too. They're going to have to hit the ball to be effective today.
It's a matchup, yeah. You know, it's that cross-division. Don't always see each other all that that often, but meeting in regions last year in Cold Spring, meeting in regions this year again, Randy, and it all for all of it to get a chance to extend your season or to pack it up.
You bet. Umpires meeting right now with managers at home plate. Hey, Region 15C baseball action brought to you by Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Corky's Bar, Richmond. Richmond and Albany A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den, Central Minnesota Realty, IPM of Wade Park, Clover, our White Clover Farms of Painesville, Shady Silver Spur over in St. Martin, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, New Munich, Sock Center, Long Prairie, Columbia Gear over in Avon, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, El Rosa Lumber Company, West Central Sanitation, Stony Creek Dairy, Rambo, bringing us baseball today, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, John Dolt, Century 21 First Realtor, the Greenwall Pub, the Freeport State Bank, Fire Built of Belgrade, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, and Kramer Lumber of Melrose. Kirby, do we have some starting lineups?
I got them.
All right.
Let's do it. For the Streaks, the visitors on the scoreboard, their manager Paul Sand leading off at second base, Chad Funk, batting second and catching Logan Funk, batting third at shortstop, Will Funk, batting fourth and pitching will be Ty Reller, batting fifth at third base, Joe Stengler, batting sixth is the designated hitter, Neil Anderson, he'll be hitting for the right fielder, Carter Schiffler, batting seventh in center field, Jacob Hinnenkamp, batting eighth at first base, Nolan Sand, batting ninth in left field, Hunter Rademacher. Funk, Reller, Stengler, Anderson, Hinnenkamp, Sand, Rademacher with Carter Schiffler in right field. For the Royals, their manager, Blaine Ottman, leading off at third base, Chase Elshire, batting second in right field, Cam Miller, batting third and catching, Cole Schmitz, batting fourth at first base, Sam Holthaus, batting fifth, the designated hitter, Justin Schrader, he'll be hitting for the pitcher today, Luke Jokula, batting sixth at second base, Kyle Buddy, batting seventh in left field, Dusty Adams, batting eighth in center field, Carter Thielen, batting ninth at shortstop, Adam Bacchus. Elshire, Miller, Schmitz, Holthaus, Schrader, Buddy, Adams, Thielen, Bacchus, with Luke Jokula on the mound for the Richmond Royals. State tournament berth on the line, our last game of the day here today, Randy. Winner gets Watkins tomorrow morning at 11, and winner also goes to the big dance.
Yes, indeed, and that's be a lot of fun yet tomorrow. Those games definitely with some, I guess, meaning to them. So that's what I like about Championship Sunday yet too, because, hey, we're playing for number two seed.
Seeding, draft positioning, lots of stuff up for grabs in that Sunday.
All right, should we do this? Let's take a one-minute timeout, and we'll be back with that first pitch. Actually, let's make it 2 minutes. We'll take 2-minute timeout, Scott. We'll be back with the first pitch here at Meyer Grove.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates. For all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more, it's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They've been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Richmond Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Manure pump making noise, water leaking, bent fan blade, manure spreader not spreading right, or maybe your TMR feed mixer is not mixing right. Well, these are all things that Dairyland Supply and Sock Center can help you with. Give Dan, Mike, Gene, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for all your Artex, Hagedorn, Penta, Kuhn Knight, Cool, Supreme, Vermeer, and Noon parts needs. We also have shipping available if you are farther away. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Back in Meyer Grove, we're set to go. Our final game of the day, state qualifier game. Luke Jokola out on the mound right now for the Richmond Royals, taking his warm-up tosses. Let's set the Royals up for you defensively. Chase Altshire over at third base. Kirby, what's the scouting report on Chase's hamstring?
He's got to be good. I mean, he's out there. Something's feeling better today than it did last Sunday, I'd say.
All right.
Maybe not 100%, but better than it was.
Adam Bacchus over at short. Kyle Buddy at second. Over at first base at Sam Holthouse in right field. Left field, it's Dusty Adams in center field. Carter Thielen out in right field for the Royals. Cameron Miller behind the plate. Cole Schmitz on the mound. Luke Jokola in the first pitch to Chad Funk is a ball and 1-0. Behind the plate, Steve Hennon and Nick Hamish out on the base paths as far as the umpires go today. Chad Funk settles in that, spot in the lineup that it seems like Chad's been batting there 20 years.
You think Paul's lineup card just all starts with Chad Funk at the top of it?
I wonder. There was a day, though, I think he batted 3 or 4.
Sure.
Yeah. Pitch inside to Chad, and now 3-0 as Jokola looking for that first strike ball here in the ball game. Jokola's had some good outings for the Royals of late, and the pitch is a strike called in 3-1.
Awesome last Friday night against Watkins in their victory, 7-2. Two runs in the first, and then zeros from the second through ninth.
3-1, the left-hander deals, and strike on the inside corner, and the count full 3-2. The big thing here is Chad Funk's made Luke throw at least 6 pitches already, Kirby.
You're thinking the pitch count's up there already? Per batter-wise, it is, yes.
It is. And strike 3 called. Jokola gets Funk looking, and 1 down.
3 wide ones, and then 3 in there. The Jokola of old, Stearns County fans remember right there. But got him in the order he wanted him to, I guess, and got that all-important first out.
Bring catcher Logan Funk to the plate. Lefty versus lefty, and Funk skies this one to right field. Underneath it is Miller. He's waiting for it to come out of the sky, and he makes the catch for the out.
Wow, it was up there.
It was.
Under it right there, he levels that out. He might be in the bean patch.
Stepping up to the plate, the shortstop.
And to the plate, Will Funk. Will was part of the dramatics.
I was just thinking how the pressure's not nearly as turned up as it was last time I saw Will bat.
And the pitch to Funk is low and inside a ball, 1-0.
How he had the gumption to swing at that 3-1 is beyond me, Randy.
Funk pops this one up in the infield. Over at third, Chase Altshire in fall ground. Chase will make the catch for the out, and that'll end the silver streak first. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left up. We have played a half an inning. Dominic nothing, Richmond coming to bat. It's Region 15 seed baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
No score after a half inning. Ty Reller on the mound, taking his warm-up tosses. We'll get Richmond coming to the plate here shortly. Kirby, this Region 15C tournament, no shortage of left-handed starting pitcher. I remember back in the day when to see a lefty, maybe like the Lynn Hemish.
It was like seeing a unicorn?
It was like a rarity, yeah, exactly. And now, I mean, we've got all these studs that are left-handed pitchers. It's actually very fun to watch.
So starting-wise, from Friday on, Jokela, Geislinger, and then Saturday, Reller against Leaser, who was a righty, so three. And then after that, you get Van Beck and then Wentlandt, as well as JT Harn. You get into the second matchups as well, a couple more of them in there, just lefties on lefties, right?
It is, and a lefty-lefty matchup to start the first for Richmond. Chase Altshire in the box, and Chase is going to get hit by the first pitch from Ty Reller, and he'll take first base.
Got him in the jersey. Hope his jersey's okay, but Chase squaring to bunt, and the ball kind of just, as he reached back, got him in the jersey and easily walks up to first base.
And that'll bring Cam Miller to the plate. Richmond goes left-hander, left-hander. Right-hander Cole Schmitz on deck. And then left-hander Sam Holthaus and Justin Schrader.
And Dusty in there, too.
That's right. That's left. As Miller throws a punt down to Reller, he looks at second, throws to first, and 1-3 in the putout. Miller gets the sacrifice bunt down.
Small ball for the Royals right away, Randy. Want to get after it and get that first run. Bunting a guy into scoring position for this warm bat, not the worst idea.
Not at all. Cole Schmitz is having a whale of a tournament so far, Kerb. As he is pounding the ball all over the place.
Three doubles, bomb, run scored, RBIs.
And facing Ty Reller. Reller knows just how good Cole Schmitz can be. And his first pitch missing for a ball, 1-0. Altshire takes his lead out at second. Blaine Ottman letting him know just how close those infielders are as Reller comes home. And Schmitz can't lay up on that swing as he kind of just a check swing through the strike zone and 1-1.
Geislinger got him twice last Friday. Then he put a double single up there and then home run and a double against Ethan on Sunday. So, yeah, he had a pretty productive weekend number one in that Royal 3 spot.
Ty Reller taking a black wristband off his arm. And the pitch to Schmitz, fouled to the backstop. Reller took a little bit off that, pulled out in front of it. And the count at a ball and two strikes. Now, last night, if you weren't able to join us, it was St. Martin beating Al Rosa last night, 5-0. Scott Leeser throwing a gem for the Martins. They await, Al Rosa awaits now the winner of Watkins and the winner of this game tomorrow. As Schmidt swings and misses, he's out on strikes.
Yeah, so the winner of this one will get Watkins tomorrow morning. That winner will then face El Rosa, and it's all for seeding. So tomorrow morning, loser will be the 4, and then tomorrow afternoon's loser will be the 3. Tomorrow afternoon's winner, the 2.
Sam Holthaus to the plate. Sam, the first baseman for Richmond. Altshire still at second. Holthaus drills this to short. Nice stop by Will Funk as he throws to first. In time, 6-3 in the putout. And After a hit by pitch, the Royals cannot make things happen. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played an inning here in Meyer Grove. It's Numidic nothing, Richmond nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
You want more from a compact utility tractor, and at Lake Henry Implement, you'll find more. More of the newest Massey Ferguson tractors, offering more versatility, more durability, and more performance. Stop by today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be, and why Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need. Come see the Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors at Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Goose eggs on the board after one inning here in Meyer Grove. They may be goose eggs, they may be duck eggs, they may be chicken eggs. It's a lot of zeros on the board as we start the second inning. Ty Reller, Joe Stangler, Neil Anderson facing Luke Jokula. And the pitch to Reller is a strike called in 0-1. Jokula ready to kick the pitch. And Reller pops this one up foul down the third baseline. Elshire giving chase. That's Chase giving chase.
Chase gave chase, but chase gave chase. It ends up going off Cole Schmitz's little brother Jared's hands. Did Jared graduate with your son, Trent?
He did.
He did. He was unable to make the catch, and it's a foul ball.
Jared was a catcher back in the day, too.
Missing a glove today.
So the count, two, tie at 0-2, and that's high and tight, and Reller turns away from that, and the count, one ball, two strikes. I'd say Ty is probably as tall as Reed Funenstein, just Reed's got more girth to him. The pitch, strike three called, and Reller gets caught looking.
Starts the first and second with a backwards K, both of his strikeouts thus far on the afternoon. Randy, it's your sweetie's birthday today. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Graydon Rademacher, who turns the big five today. Now, so this guy's batting fifth, number five, playing third. Got to tell the five-year-old happy birthday today, right?
There you go.
Happy birthday, Graydon.
Joe Stangler at the plate. Swing and a miss by Joe. Strike one. 0-1 the count. Jokula has the sign from Cole Schmitz. And here's a ground ball. Hits the bag and down the left field line it goes. Elshire dove for it, but that hit the bag and went straight up in the air and into left field.
Off the bag, and Chase diving to his right. Maybe had a play on it right there, but then it goes clear over him as ball maybe went 10, 15 feet up into the air. And our game's first hit off the bag by the third baseman down the third base bag as Stangler aboard.
We see a lot of guys swing hard, but I think Joe Stangler is right there, that one, two, or three swing hard guys.
Max effort.
Does he take a cut? Neil Anderson at the plate, and the first pitch to Neil is a ball and 1-0.
Richmond with a victory over Watkins and a loss to El Rosa. Numidic with a loss to St. Martin and a victory over Lake Henry.
Neil had a double in last week's ball game on Saturday and ended up coming out after that double with a hamstring injury. Didn't play in Sunday's game at all and takes low for ball two, 2-0. It's this time of year, Kirby, where those injuries start to creeping up on guys. You know, you played early spring, summer, now it gets a little cooler again in the fall. And
legs are beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, in shape is one thing, but the amount of the taxing summer put on them, see stuff like that happen.
2-1 strike as Anderson turned on that Jokula pitch and followed it past the third base coach, Paul Sand. Stangler's lead at first, and there's a strike call to Anderson, and the count at 2-2 with one out. balls, two strikes. We're in the top of the second inning. No score if you're joining us. First game today had Watkins defeating Luxembourg 7-1. Anderson rips it to third. Nice hop for Alchire to second for one. The relay to first. That will be in time as Holthaus holds on to the wide throw, and Anderson cannot run very good yet. That's a 5-4-3 double play for the Royals, and the Silver Streak second ends. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 1.5. Richmond nothing, Dominic nothing. We're back in a minute.
Finding that missing shin guard. Remembering whether it's a home or away game. Getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Justin Schrader picks up a bat, and the first pitch he sees from Tyrell is a ball outside and low, and 1-0 to be Schrader, Kyle Buddy, Dusty Adams. Here in the second for Richmond, no score. Schrader, ground ball to first. Glove there by Sand over at first, and the flip from Nolan to Tyrell covering. It goes 3-1 on the putout.
Nice play. Sand to his right. The flip over to... A flip over to Reller covering up.
Yeah, Schrader hit it hard, but Sand made a nice play in the hole. I'll bring Kyle Buddy to the plate. Kyle Richmond's second baseman, and he takes a strike call to 1-1. Ball, it's one strike. There's another strike, and 0-2, so Buddy finds himself down in the hole. Ty Reller. Boy, when this guy's on, he is tough cookies. Buddy drives it to right field. Backpedaling, though, and making the catch out and right for the Silver Streaks is Carter Schiffler.
He hits Elshire with the first pitch of the game. I don't know that he's thrown a ball since then, Randy. He's just kind of coming right at these guys. He's got into a little bit of a groove right here, retiring the last five.
Dusty Adams will make his way up to the plate. As Ty Reller delivers to Dusty, and there's a strike on the outside corner, and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Kick the pitch. Adams flinches at that breaking ball from Reller, and Reller, the left-hander, starts over the left-hander's head, basically.
From your chin to your knee.
Adams slaps this one to first. Sand, that big glove, scoops it up, and... Oh, nice play as he flips to Ty Reller. They get Dusty. A great play, 3-1. Reller dives for the bag and beats Adams to the bag. That'll do it. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. Two in our books. It's Richmond nothing, Dominic nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM Radio.
Baseball fans, head to Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin this Sunday and build your own omelet from 11 until 1 p.m. every Sunday at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, all for just $9.99. Stop at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin during both weekends of Region 15C Baseball and quench your thirst with a bucket of beer. That's five beers for just $15. Yeah, five beers, 15 bucks. Good luck, area teams, in the Region 15C Baseball Tournament from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
For over 70 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany and on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany and 24 hours a day on KASM Albany 107.7 FM, broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio.
Luke Jokla taking his warm-up tosses here in the top of the third inning, and let's turn it over. Hand you the reins, Kirby Hemish.
Thank you, Randy. As we move to the third, it's the bottom or the top of the third, bottom of the order for New Munich, Hinnenkamp, Sand, and Rademacher. Three haven't faced Jokla thus far. As Jacob, the center fielder here today, he steps into the batter's box. He had a couple hits in the Lake Henry miracle victory as a bunt foul right here by Hinnenkamp. He pushes it towards the Streak dugout for strike one.
They had to readjust their lineup a little bit. Caden Sand out of the lineup today. He's in the dugout, but he had some sinus surgery done after being hit in the face with a ball earlier in the season.
One strike pitch, cut on and miss. No Carter Beer today either. College football at Concordia Moorhead firing off. Richmond playing the missing football players game as well with Thielen out of the lineup. Dalton, that is, in center field. Two-strike pitch is swung on and missed, and Hinnenkamp is out on strikes for out number one and the third strikeout for Luke Jokula. That was good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
It really was.
Stepping up to the plate, the first baseman, Nolan Sand.
So one down. That'll bring Nolan Sand to the plate. As Luke Jokula's first offering, pitch popped up, fouling out of play.
So, Kirby, you remember Luke Jokula, a younger ball player, a different pitcher today than he was maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago.
I mean, he's had, as the one-strike pitch to Sand cut on and missed, he's had his moments over the years, but, I think you're absolutely right. His ability to work ahead is just kind of different. The not so leniency on the as this pitch is slapped to right, Miller coming on, that'll die in front of him, and Sand punches one to right field for another Silver Streak hit. Nice piece of hitting right there by Nolan Sand, but circling back, Randy, just staying away from that slider as much as he used to, or bouncing that pitch. You saw Luke throw a lot in his youth, being around the same age as your son Trent, and just those longer at bats with just 0-2 to 3-2 or 0-2 to 4-2 or 3-0 to 3-2. It just started to add up as the first offering to Rademacher, that pitch missing for a ball. Nine-man in the batting order for Paul Sands' Silver Streaks. Six in the ninth they put up last Sunday to stay alive, and they're looking for a chance to go to the state tournament for the 10th time here today. Winner of this one will punch their ticket. As one on, one out. Jokula comes home, 1-0 pitch. That is missing low for a ball, says Steve Hennen. Now 2-0.
Go back to that Sand hit, Kirby. I mean, the kid's 6'3", 6'4", and he hit that one up by his head.
Yeah.
He went out and got it.
Tomahawking that one to right. He's on board at first as the 2-0 pitch. That's low ball three, falling behind the nine hitter right here is Jokula. Working from the stretch. He got a double play. Working around that Joe Stangler single last inning, he got Anderson to bounce into the around the horn twin killing. Falling behind Rademacher right here as Luke's 3-0. Outside for a ball, and it is a single and a walk, and the lineup will flip over. Runners at first and second, just one away. Chad Funk into the batter's box for New Munich.
And Chad, I mean, he's your leadoff guy. You have him sacrifice in this situation. There's already one out.
I don't think so.
You let him swing the bat.
I would, yeah. I'd say productive-wise, he's still going to have a pretty productive out. Nolan Sand leads from second as Chad, the first pitch. That's missing for a ball, and that's five in a row wide from Jokula.
Yeah, Funk made him throw six pitches in his first at-bat, so I would say Chad's at-bats always seem to go longer.
Longer.
Yeah.
Comfortable in the box, which is...
He's okay hitting with two strikes on him.
Comfortable in the box, which is funny because his stance looks very uncomfortable as the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike still widens it out almost the entire width of the... or the entire length of the box. Who amongst us hasn't tried hitting like that just to see what it feels like? And I know my swings never did much, not that they ever did anyway, but when I tried doing that, it wasn't... doing a lot as the 1-1 pitch. That's hit in the air to short center field. Carter Thielen's coming on. Still coming. That ball's going to drop. Bad read by Sand, and Carter Thielen throws it near into the Royal dugout. So the Silver Streaks catch a break. Thielen had all day to get Sand at third base, and he threw it between second and third, and it ends up in the Royal dugout. Huge error right there, and it's 1-0 New Munich.
I really don't know what Carter was thinking, Kirby, because, nobody was even asking for the ball, and he threw it, like you said. He split his infielders, threw it right in between them towards the dugout, and rolled in the dugout.
Had Sand by, Nolan was barely off the bag at second, Randy. He had a tough read on that one, or tough or bad, you fill in the blank. And Carter comes up with the ball. Chase is standing on third. He's just got to get it to third base. And they get the lead runner right there. Instead, he throws it between the two and throws it into the dugout. So across the score comes Nolan Sand, Rademacher at third, Chad Funk at second, and the Royals, with just one out here, have Logan Funk to face in that left-handed batter's box. Middle infield playing back for Richmond. So it looks like they'll concede that second run on a ground ball up the gut for Logan Funk. Jokula's first offering to Funk is hit on the ground, stopped by Chase. Chase is going to race back to the bag and safe at third base. They say safe at third, as going to the bag was Rademacher. Elshire dove at him, and I think Hemish made the right call on the pads, Randy.
I was screened by Paul Sand, so I couldn't see when Rademacher touched the base, Kirby. Yeah, Chase is... He's still upset. He thought he had him, just nicked him or something like that.
So 1-0 New Munich. As Rademacher was off, Chase recognized it and then ran at him. Missed him. Bases loaded for Will Funk, not the guy you want up if you're Richmond. And this one gets past Cole Schmitz. Rademacher coming to the plate. There'll be no play, and it's 2-0 Silver Streaks on the wild pitch. Bounces off the Schmitz backhand. Rademacher comes across to score. Chad Funk to third. Logan Funk to second. And it's 1-0 to Will Funk. Still, Randy, just one out, two in here for New Munich.
My, oh, my. Yeah, some choices Richmond's made here in the early goings, Kirby, have not helped him.
So Funk with the infield back up the middle again here. Is this pitch low that Schmitz digs out? 2-0 the count. Elimination game right here as... Jokula fighting it a little bit in the third inning. Luke looks in to Will. Good time to hit if you're Will Funk with two men on and a 2-0 count. 2-0 pitch that is in there for a strike, moving our count to 2-1. Chad Funk at third base. He singled. Logan Funk at second. He reached on that fielder's choice. Jokula's 2-1 offering. Curveball. Missing outside, now 3-1. Ty Reller in the on-deck circle for the Silver Streaks.
Boy, Jokula was flirting with that outside corner. Just about had it.
As Luke set his 3-1 pitch, that's popped up fouling out of play by Funk. Filling our count up at 3-2.
Nice easy swing by Will. He was right on that pitch.
He's got a nice cut.
Yeah, he does.
Jokula looking for the punch out. Funk's got other plans. As Luke comes to the set, his payoff pitch to Will Funk. That is skied. Schmitz is going to have a look at this one. Cole over. He will make the catch for a huge, harmless out number two, and it'll be up to Ty Reller for the Streaks here in the third.
There's not a lot of room behind home plate, Kirby, and that Cole Schmitz able to go back. He found the fence in plenty of time. That ball came down, and I think maybe the wind helped in keeping it in the park.
So two in, two out now, two on as Jokula set. The left-hander's first offering to Ty Reller is big. Swing and a miss right there from Ty. As Joke's got the heater past Ty on that one. Still two big ones out on the pads for the Silver Streaks. They'd love to double this two-run lead they already got. As Luke set. Short pause. His one-strike pitch to Reller. That's hit on the ground. Fielded by Bacchus at short. His throw across is in time. 6-3. Big out, big couple outs right there to get Funk and Reller on back-to-back batters. But the Streaks take advantage of a sloppy Royal air. They score two runs on two hits. Big Richmond air and two big runners left on base. Scoreboard now reads after 2.5, 2-0 in favor of New Munich. To the bottom of the third we go. In 1 minute, you'll hear it right here on KASM.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.
Last half of the third here in New Munich. He's Randy. I'm Kirby. Scott Stevens, technically producing back at the sports studios. Ty Reller pitching with the lead for the first time now as him and his mates got two across in the top of the third inning. 8-9-1 in the Royal batting order. Starts with Carter Thielen, then Adam Bacchus. Then it flips back over for Chase Elshire. As Reller's 1-0 offering to Carter, big swing and a miss right there to even it up at 1-1. Thielen with that triple off Matt Geislinger last week. Other than that, I believe hitless on the tournament other than that triple. 1-1 pitch. That misses high. Now 2-1. It was a single walk, a single and then an error from the outfield that got one in as Thielen pops this one up fouling out of play to even it up at 2-2. Then a wild pitch got another run across. So run scoring on wild pitches and errors thus far for New Munich, as this pitch is looped into left field. Right on it is making the catch is the left fielder Hunter Rademacher as he puts away the pop-up from Thielen for out number one.
Carter stuck the bat out, kind of lunged at it and got a lot of the barrel on the bat just in loop over the infield. It was hit pretty good down the left field line, and Rademacher with a nice play.
Bring Adam Bacchus to the plate. 9-hole for Richmond as Reller's first offering to Bacchus. Off-speed pitch curls in there for strike one. Stengler in on the grass at third base for New Munich as Reller rocks and fires. The pitch to Bacchus is in there for a strike, says Steve Hennen, moving our count to 0-2. Bacchus with a roll of the eyes with that last one. Didn't think that one was in there. Hennen with other ideas. Reller's 0-2 pitch. That's hit on the ground. Knocked down by Reller on the mound. He throws. It's last weekend all over again, Randy, with the fifth pitchers fielding their spots as Bacchus retired 1-3.
Yeah, we saw Ty Reller last week, Kirby. He definitely fielded his position. And again, proving that he is one of the better fielding pitchers in this tournament.
Bring Chase Elshire to the plate. Chase started the bottom of the first. First pitch hitting him. As Reller's first offering to Elshire, it's chopped foul at home plate. One strike on Chase. Royals with no hits thus far. Chase got aboard. That was the only base runner Richmond had. Him being hit by the pitch and bunted to second, they left him right there. As Reller's one strike pitch to Elshire, that's down and away to even it up at 1-1. State tournament berth up for grabs here in our final game of the day on Saturday. As Reller's 1-1 pitch to Elshire, that's popped up, fouling out of play and chasing a hole at 1-2. A couple hits each game last weekend for Elshire. Two against Watkins, two against El Rosa. As Reller had a 1-2-3 second, he has retired the first two and he's up 1-2 on Elshire. This pitch missing down and away to even it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0 in favor of New Munich. As Reller's 2-2 to Elshire. That's skied left side. That'll be foul. Over for a look is Stengler. Joe lets it drop. Tough play as Stengler was looking up a lot of that journey over there, Randy, and the ball drops. maybe if he puts his head down and runs a little harder right away.
Yeah.
I know it's tough, and it maybe is tough, thinking he had a read on it.
You don't want to lose sight of the ball because it's like all of a sudden you
– Where is it?
Where is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, or you overrun it. You know, it was interesting. I was watching Chase. As he was getting ready to swing that shin guard, the strap came loose, and it flopped open on him. And it's like, I wonder – I said to myself, I wonder if Chase felt that because – he was just about ready to swing, and that flopped open. And it's like he tightened it again. It's a Velcro, but
2-2 offering. Elshire smacks this one to center field. He takes advantage of the extra life given by the Silver Streak right side of the infield, and he gets Richmond's first hit with a solid smash up the gut.
Chase still live in town, Richmond?
Yeah, he's in Artie's house.
You know, that's a cool story. Former scorekeeper for the Richmond Royals, Hall of Famer Art Schlungen passed away a number of years ago, and yeah, that's where Chase lives now.
Yeah, Chase bought that house, and I always joked Artie's last gift to the Royals was the Elshire boys purchasing that house.
Yeah.
Cam Miller up right now with Chase on first base. First pitch from Reller off the hip of Sand. He fields. He'll flip to Ty on the run and out at first base, and Ty's hurt. Was Ty's foot on the bag right there, Randy?
He stepped awkwardly on the bag, yeah, as that was another very close play. He and Miller collided a little bit, but I wonder if Ty twisted that ankle as he stepped on the base rather awkwardly. He's walking it off, but is that going to affect him the rest of the game? I guess we'll see.
Time will tell. Miller is retired 3-1. That does it for Richmond in the third. No runs, one hit. There were no New Munich errors. One runner left on base. We've played 3-2-0 our score in favor of New Munich. On to the fourth in a minute on KASM.
Brandon Stang Custom Farming, specializing in liquid and solid manure hauling and lime spreading. Brandon features newer, reliable equipment and has recently added semi-trucks to haul manure longer distances. Brandon is licensed and insured. Receive a discount when you mention this ad. Get the job done with Brandon Stang Custom Farming. Call 320-249-7579. That's 320-249-7579. Good luck to all the teams participating in the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought about buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to service their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates, along with amazing insurance coverage. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop in their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Local, loyal, hardworking, just like you.
To the fourth we go, and it'll be Joe Stengler, Neil Anderson, Jacob Hinnenkamp due up for New Munich. They look to tack on here in the fourth. Luke Jokula back out on the mound for Richmond as Jokula gave up that single off the third base bag to Joe Stengler. The first offering to Joe, missing outside for a ball. Wait till you get a load of this text I got from last night's plate umpire, Bryce Eggert, Randy, recapping the Monticello-Kimball game as the 1-0 pitch from Jokula missing for a ball. Monty was down by two with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning versus Kimball, got three straight hits to tie the game, and then in the 10th, the first batter hits a walk-off bomb to end it. So some late-game heroics and dramatics over in Eden Valley as Monticello with the region championship in Region 11C. Jokula's 2-1 pitch fouled off of Cole Schmitz by Stengler, evening the count up at 2-2, and as if you were curious, yes, Joe did have a lot of effort behind that swing, as Randy pointed out earlier. 2-2 the count. Stengler, Anderson, Hinnenkamp for the streaks this inning as the 2-2 pitch hit on the ground to third. Elshire gets the second hop. Throw across is right to Sam Holthaus, 5-3 for out number one.
Kirby, if one would question who comes to region games, anybody who wants to, you know, it's like there are families here, there are kids here. This is just a great environment.
I don't know that anyone's ever been turned away.
No, no.
If you got a $5 bill and maybe three more for a beer, you're more than welcome. As the first offering to Anderson bouncing up there for ball one, Neil hit into that 5-4-3 double play around the horn to end the second inning after that Stengler base knock off the third base. Jokula's 1-0 offering to Anderson. That's fouled back to the screen, evening it up at 1-1. Two in the third for New Munich. had a one-out single, one-out walk, another single, fielder's choice. There was a bad Richmond error and a wild pitch in there that got two across for the streaks. That's our difference in the game as the 1-1 pitch popped up foul and out of play, moving our count to 1-2. Three hits on the board for the streaks, just one for Richmond. Jokola working ahead at 1-2 with one away here in the fourth as the 1-2 pitch. That's hit in the air to left center field. That ball is going to find the gap. Thielen flags it down as Anderson gimping his way to first again, Randy, as the ball kind of bounced away from Carter Thielen, and I looked over, and Anderson was stopping on the bag, not even looking to go to second. So he's aboard with a one-out single.
Yeah, and I don't know how many players Paul Sandhon has on his bench, Kirby, but I know we had this discussion last week with Richmond and Chase Elshire. It's like, what point do you maybe use a pinch runner?
As a check swing right here, right to second base, Kyle Buddy will put it away on one pitch. Hinnenkamp with a soft check swing fly out to Buddy at second. Two gone now. That'll bring Nolan Sand to the plate. Nolan had that nice hit to right field that Randy was thinking he almost had to jump at to hit that ball, but he still did hit it as he is aboard, or he's into the batter's box. Came across to score the first New Munich run as this pitch is looped into short left field. That one will drop in front of Dusty Adams, and it is a two-out rally right here for the Silver Streaks. Checking in at second base is Neil Anderson.
Already leading 2-0, Kirby. They have put together a two-out rally.
We'll bring the nine-man Hunter Rademacher to the plate. A couple hits right here for the Silver Streaks. As 2-0 our score. Jokola set his first offering to Rademacher. That's hit on the ground towards second. High hop for Buddy, who flips over to Holthaus 4-3 to retire Rademacher for out number three. That does it for New Munich in the fourth. They score no run. They did get two hits. There were no Richmond errors and two Silver Streaks left on base. 3.5. 2-0 our score in favor of New Munich. On to the bottom of the fourth in a minute right here on KASM.
Columbia Gear and Avon is proud to sponsor Region 15C Amateur Baseball on KASM Radio. The foundation of a good team comes down to its players, and Columbia Gear is looking to add to their team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. It's not just a job. We are providing you the opportunity to build a career with us. Benefits include great pay, benefits, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon.
White Clover Farms in Painesville is proud to support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. At White Clover Farms, they pride themselves on shipping fresh produce like rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, and much more to grocery stores all over the Midwest. If you are interested in offering fresh produce to your customers or are wondering if there is White Clover Farms produce in a store near you, give them a call at 320-243-7646. That's White Clover Farms in Painesville.
Bottom of the fourth, needed the order for Richmond. Schmitz, Holthaus, Schrader. First offering from Reller to Schmitz as a soft pop-up into short left. Funk on the run. Will makes the catch on the run to retire Cole on one pitch quietly. And a big out number one for Ty Reller.
Cole didn't get much on that swing, Kirby, and got underneath it a little bit.
First baseman, Sam. Soft little pop-up as Funk making the catch on the run. Reller with, other than Elshire, reaching twice. Ty's got everybody out. Sam Holthaus to the plate. Looks at a first pitch strike right there. Sam bounced out to the shortstop, Will Funk, to end the first inning. As Reller rocks and fires, his one strike to Holthaus. That misses down and away with the off speed to even it up at 1-1.
Do you remember which foot it was last inning that he was gimping on?
I think it was his right foot.
His right foot?
Left foot, excuse me. As the 1-1 pitch off speed clips the top of the zone, says Steve Hennen, moving our count to 1-2. Holthaus to be followed by Justin Schrader. Pitch he's pushing off with.
Yeah.
As that pitch bouncing up to the plate. I think, though, I'm not positive on that. Guess it depends what foot you're leading forward with when you get over to the bag, right? When you're covering up. As Reller, 2-2 to Holthaus. The lefty's 2-2 pitch. Sam pops this one up, fouling out of play. Logan Funk, He's in the game, huh? He's ripping that mask off, thinking he's got a chance at that foul ball.
He's telling his fielders where the fence is all the time.
Reller's 2-2 to Holto. Swing and a miss. Sam's out on strikes for out number two. That is the second strikeout for Ty Reller, and that'll bring Justin Schrader to the plate.
Ty reared back, probably one of his hardest pitches of the day. There was a little gas on that one.
Digging deep. Justin Schrader to the plate with two quick ones out for Richmond. First offering to Justin. Curveball snaps in there for a strike from Reller. Ty was pretty doggone good against St. Martin last Saturday as the one-strike pitch to Schrader. That's missing inside for a ball to even it up at 1-1. Reller right back. His 1-1 pitch to Schrader. That's popped up, fouling out of play. And Reller quickly getting ahead at 1-2. 2-0 our score in favor of New Munich. Bottom of the fourth inning. State tournament qualifying game here. As the two-strike pitch that's hit right up the gut by Schrader as Reller spins out of the way of that one as Justin pounds it right back up the gut for a two-out sharp single.
Second inning in a row, Kirby, that the Royals been able to get a guy on with two outs.
Two away here. Both of them were sharp singles, and I think that's what you see, Randy, really, with two outs, nobody on. Reller's going to attack. Doesn't want to fall behind or anything like that. First offering from Reller to Buddy, missing high for a ball. Kyle flew out to right fielder Carter Schiffler, his first time up. Justin Schrader, his lead at first base. Buddy is the tying run as the 1-0 pitch. That's high for ball two to Kyle. As Reller off the mound, kind of adjusting his posture a little bit, trying to rear back into the zone, falling behind Buddy. Funk trying to calm him down as well. As Reller set right at the lettering, 2-0 pitch. That is low ball three, now 3-0. Dusty Adams on deck for Richmond. Royals with just two hits. Elshire single in the third. Schrader single here in the fourth. Justin still aboard at first base. Reller with three wide ones to Kyle Buddy. 3-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Running our count to 3-1.
Buddy taken all the way there, Kirby. And now looking at Blaine Ottman.
3-1 the count. As Reller set, looks at Schrader. His 3-1 to Buddy. That is outside for a ball, and the tying run aboard now for Richmond as Buddy works a five-pitch walk. And it'll be up to Dusty Adams here.
Ty Reller pitching here in the fourth inning.
Just a little off right there. His first walk of the afternoon. Royals, their best threat right here with two men on for the first time. Just the second time they've got someone to second base as Reller's first offering to Dusty Adams. That is popped up, fouling out of play. After the walk, Adams going out there thinking he might get a cookie on 0-0, and he threw the hands at it.
Yes, he did. Good to hear the fans buzzing after the Royals get a couple on. All of a sudden, the crowd becomes a little more animated.
0-1 the count. Reller set his one-strike pitch to Adams. That is missing inside for a ball with the off-speed to even it up at 1-1.
That one did not miss by much.
No, nope. Funk's not, he doesn't say much strike zone-wise, though, on the mound. He'll let you know what he's thinking. As Reller's 1-1 pitch to Adams, that's fouled to the screen, and Dusty in a hole at 1-2. 2-0 in favor of New Munich here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Reller trying to pitch around a little Richmond two-out rally. Single and a walk. Adams trying to keep it alive right here. Will Funk keeping Schrader close at second base. As Reller set, Dusty will call time. Ty had that long look into Logan Funk for the pitch selection. 1-2 the count to the Royal left fielder. Buddy at first, Schrader at second base. Ty set his 1-2 to Adams. That's hit on the ground. That is fielded behind the bag at first by Logan Funk. He walks it to the bag. And Dusty retired three unassisted for out number three. Reller strands a couple Royals. No runs. There was a Royal hit. No errors. And again, two left on base. We've played four. 2-0 our score in favor of New Munich. On to the fifth in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
Hi, this is Matt Hubert, commercial and ag lender here at Kensington Bank. I take pride in providing financial resources to our community here in central Minnesota. Whether you're looking to finance an expansion, purchase equipment, acquire land, or manage your cash flow, I strive to be your first and only call to handle your banking and financial needs. Stop by and see me at our Belgrade or El Rosa locations, or give me a call at 320-254-8491. And don't forget to tell me you heard me here on AM 1150, Kensington Bank, member FDIC.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.